To all you screenwriters out there, here's a miserable nightmare scenario. That main character in your script, get rid of him, okay? But here's an even worse nightmare for a director. What if you've already shot the movie with a script, with a star who is a main character, but because the movie is about kids shooting guns and it's after the Sandy Hook tragedy, you've got to take Jim Carrey out of the movie? Well, that's what Jim Carrey has said following the tragic shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. He says he can't support a film that he's already shot with this level of violence. The film was completed a month before the film was completed before Sandy Hook. It's rated PG. It's called Kick-Ass 2. Joining us now, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. So, Rafer, first of all, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks.
This is a crazy mess for both the studio, the director, and I suppose for Jim Carrey as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure who comes out looking worse on this one, but probably Jim Carrey. I think it's going to strike people as a little strange to go ahead and make a film that's full of violence, full of kids shooting kids, as he seems to say. We haven't seen it yet. But I think it's a little strange to make this film and then later on turn around and denounce it because something else happened out in the world. I'm not sure people are really going to buy that argument. The other thing is, you know, it may well raise this film's profile. I mean, now suddenly everyone's talking about a movie that beforehand didn't really have that much buzz.
Well, you know, the issue here is, of course, Carrey's just the star. He can't pull himself out of a movie. It's owned by the studio. It's owned by the director and the people, the producers who made it. So the film will be released. I mean, the studio could just not release the film, but Carrey's the only one that feels bad about this. It seems like he's just getting himself off the hook.
Yeah. Now, is he saying that he wants to be pulled from the actual film itself, or just that he will not be part of the publicity campaign for the film?
He can't support a film with this level of violence, so I suspect that means that he's not going to be available for any of the publicity.
Right. I would suspect that, too. And that's certainly damaging for the film. I mean, he is not, I think, the main character in the film. I think he is a supporting role, but a big one. He features very prominently in the trailer. And I do think that's going to be a bit of a disappointment for the filmmakers not to have Jim Carrey, who's hugely popular, out there stumping for your movie.
And, you know, we may be seeing these trailers. Listen.
Colonel Stars and Stripes reporting for duty.
And try to have fun. Otherwise, what's the point?
Carrey's voice in Kick-Ass 2 trailers have already been made. Is there any precedent for this sort of thing happening? After 9/11, there were a lot of reshoots and rethinkings of movies.
Yeah, that was a big problem with 9/11. There were promotional material had to be altered. I think it was the first Spider-Man, or maybe the second Spider-Man, the poster had to take the World Trade Center out of it. A lot of films got delayed because people were feeling sensitive about, you know, how are these films going to play. I think it's an interesting thing about Hollywood and violence. This perennially happens, some kind of tragedy, some sort of shooting, some kind of disaster will happen. And then Hollywood and the rest of us, we all have to question what it is exactly we're doing and what is this entertainment? Why is it entertaining? You know, it does put us all in a bit of an uncomfortable position sometimes.
Although it is patently absurd to suggest that Hollywood has any sensitivity about people using guns or even kids using guns based on the movies that have come out in the last 25 years.
Right, that's very true. Again, you know, celebrities, they take these stands. What can you do?
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast on Jim Carrey deciding he's not going to be a part of the publicity for the film Kick-Ass 2. He says it's too violent after the Sandy Hook tragedy.